This is LOA Recon with Good Vibe Coach Jeanette Ma, where we explore the ins and outs of conscious creation to manifest our favorite dreams come true. Let's have some fun together. Welcome and thank you for joining me for another episode. I've got a surprise guest in the recording studio with me, aka my master closet. Hopefully you won't even hear a peep from her. All right, and I'm laughing because I've got four different draft titles for this. One is Five Ways to Change Your Knowing. Another one is How to Not Know What We Know. What Do You Know, Joe? And When You Know Too Much to Let Your Dream Come True. I don't know what it's going to end up being, but let's find out together. Look, we don't need Abraham to tell us that our biggest handicap to creating what we want is our awareness that it isn't here yet. But Abraham does remind us that all the time, how often that trips us up. Because when we know how things are, and that knowing is not in alignment with what we want, that serves as an incredibly powerful instruction to universe that it cannot buck. When we say it's not here, it's not happening, it's not working, that's all it can be. So sometimes the trickiest thing to manifesting what we want is to not know what we know about it not being here yet. So how do we do that? How do we change what we know when we know it so hard? How are we supposed to forget or pretend or stop thinking about the thing that we really want? I got a couple of ideas. Let's talk about five ways we might do that. The first one is to know something else. When it is really hard to stop knowing what you know, try just not knowing it constantly, for now at least. Take a break from knowing it by thinking about something else for a minute. You can just relax your brain about that specific subject, meaning just know something else for right now. That can be a super savvy move. Turn your attention to anything else that's more favorable or positive to know. I mean, you know how to give it a rest, right? You've done it before. There have been times you've just been so tired of turning the problem over this way and that you just stop thinking about it. You put it down for a minute. Oh, there's a great song for that. Oh, it's called Put It Down by Mike Doty. Oh, I really, really like it. For example, if we were on the subject of money and say someone really couldn't stop knowing their state of crippling debt, instead, maybe they could know that they feel pretty good in their body today. Or that their social life is kind of fun lately, or that work is going pretty well, or that their dog is super happy to be here today. Just know something else. Give that old knowing a rest. Try on a different knowing, something more favorable. And if you say that you can't stop thinking about it, meaning you've got obsessive thoughts that you can't control, then meditation is our answer there. Once you get better at the art of quieting your mind, you're going to feel more in charge of your focus. This is master manifesting skill. You know what? There's another idea kind of related to this, but a little different. I'll mention it while we're on this first method of knowing something else, because you could just practice being oblivious. That's another way of not knowing what we know. And don't pretend you can't do that, because we've all done it before. Or most of us anyway, right? Like when we pretend we didn't hear our sweetie ask us to run that errand on our way home that we didn't want to do, or that we didn't know that neighbor or family member was hinting for a favor, or, oh, who hasn't done this? Anyone with a dog, maybe even you try it with your cats, but I don't think cats fall for it the same way our dogs do sometimes when we pretend we're still asleep. We pretend we're oblivious to their wanting us to get up and feed them. We all know how to be at least a little bit oblivious. Sometimes we're better at it than others, and it might seem like, by definition, oblivious isn't something that you can pretend, but you can try. It's just another way to relax your attention off of what isn't helping you to know so much. And so many times, that's all that we need, just to stop thinking about it for a minute, in order to create an opening for it to manifest. Okay, our second method of how to stop knowing what we know that is blocking our manifestation. You know what? This one requires a little humility or willingness to be vulnerable. But if your ego can handle that, this one can work like a gem. I'm talking about being willing to be wrong. I mean, are you absolutely 100% positive that the money isn't on its way? Can you be completely certain that your body isn't healing right this very second in ways you can't yet see or measure? Just see if you can conjure up a little doubt about the subject when your rigid knowing is blocking your desired manifestation. It's a little softer than asking you to deny reality. It's just an invitation to consider that maybe you don't know as much as you think you do, because, after all, you've been wrong before, right? I mean, how many things did you think you knew that you turned out to be wrong about? There are plenty of them, right? Maybe this could be in that category. There's a mantra I like for this method that goes, I could be wrong. I have used that one a lot. I could be wrong. Or even something that starts with, what if? What if I missed something? What if it's happening right now? What if it's easier than I thought? This method is just basically where you decide maybe you're not as smart as you think you are, or you don't know as much as you think you know. If you've got a good relationship with curiosity and wonder, that can come in really handy here. Or the beginner's mind. Even just asking the question, what if I didn't know what I think I know? How would I feel or what would I think then? Or just play around with whatever idea helps you consider that you might not be as right as you think you are. Okay, here's the third way to not know so much. Actually, this one is a knowing so much. We're just playing with the timing of it. We're knowing the future version now. It's to know it in advance. We don't need reality to confirm what we already know. What we know for sure is. And then just take yourself there to the parallel reality where what you want is already so. Remember how they teach in multiple worlds interpretation from quantum physics where everything that could happen is happening and it's all happening now? And also remember how Abraham says as soon as we have a desire for something, it already exists in our vortex on a vibrational level? When we have that in mind, it's easier to believe that what we want is already so. There are no ifs, ands, or buts about it. It already exists. It's already happening. And we can know that now. When we know that version of reality, instead of the one that's just a reflection of our old thoughts, our old instructions, that allows the new one to catch up soon enough when we shift our focus in this way. So it's kind of like an advanced knowing, where we're just a step ahead of 3D reality because we can predict the future based on what we think. So when we think on what we want, we know it's a done deal. This is really practicing the basics of conscious creation where we're willing to raise our vision beyond what's already so and onto what we're calling in next. I know you can do it. You're a savvy conscious creator. Ooh, I like our fourth one. This is where we let someone else know it for us. At Good Vibe University, we call this outsourcing, where we ask someone else, our savvy fellow creators, to hold the vision for what we want when we aren't having an easy time getting a foothold in it. So, with this method, when we're knowing our problem or our contrast more than we are knowing our desire, we just ask someone else to help. And you know what? Sometimes we don't even really have to ask anyone. See if you can borrow someone else's knowing for a minute, someone who believes in it for you, or someone who believes your desire is so easy, easier than you believe. Sometimes you can just borrow their perspective. Try it on for a minute. Oh, I had a boyfriend once who knew so solidly that I could be a successful manifesting coach. That guy knew it so well for me when I didn't even have a whiff of it. I didn't even dare to dream it. And that guy knew it. He knew it so strongly for me. The only reason I'm here talking to you right now is because of him. He believed in it enough that, gosh, it was just infectious. He wouldn't let up. He held it so solidly. It was such a gift. You know, the someone else part of this method could even be a theoretical person or an imaginary friend. You know, like imagine a supportive parent you never had or an encouraging mentor. And look, I know a lot of you are getting good traction with your AI friends. This might be a good time to let them tell you what they know. For those of you who haven't tried it, you'd be surprised how good it feels when the computer tells you you can do it. Having said that, there is already someone who always believes in your dreams come true. That's your higher self, or your inner being, as Abraham calls it. Remember that your higher self always knows, always believes, never lets up. Even better at it than my ex-boyfriend was, although that is hard to imagine. He was so good at it. But our higher selves, or inner beings, whatever you want to call them, they know it even better. Oh, you know who else comes in handy here? A manifesting coach. Just saying. Okay, the fifth and final tip for how to stop knowing what's blocking your desire is to just have a more general knowing. Make your knowing more generic. You can just zoom out a ways. You're still on the same topic, so it's not like our first method where we switched subjects. This is where we just shift the focus so we can plug in at a higher level. Because sometimes, oftentimes, we can't jump from, I know it's not here, all the way over to, I know it's coming. That can be a big leap that a lot of us can't land. But we can usually get to something more general that we can know, like instead of, I know my business is struggling, maybe we can genuinely know, I know businesses turn around all the time. Or instead of knowing, I haven't lost any weight, maybe we can know that bodies are remarkably adaptable. This doesn't require us to pretend or to be oblivious, just to get a little less specific about what we know until we find the altitude where it doesn't feel like a contradiction anymore. All we're really doing is trading in a very specific, very limited knowing for a broader, friendlier one. And you know what, even if I had to turn to some generic thoughts that I've been practicing, you know, I've got good traction with them, like what I know for sure is that everything's always working out for me. It's just a matter of time, or I get better at it every day, or I'm a work in progress and things are always evolving. Play around with whatever might work for you and see if you can let this method get you some traction. Or maybe you've got another idea altogether. I'd love to hear how you navigate the alignment challenge of knowing too much to let your dream come true. Okay, I hope you got some inspiration here. Thanks for listening and happy manifesting.